And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Your chance to be like Sir Laurence Olivier, Sir Alec Guinness, and Laurence Harvey in the privacy of your own living room. Yes, all you need is this record and the script supplied with it, and you too can be a great actor. You will be playing the part of Montague, the forceful yet bitter, disillusioned, and zany Marxist tycoon in this new play by a very good bearded playwright. Other great British and Welsh actors will be playing only minor roles. Now is your big chance. Just follow the script as we present A Taste of Evil, starring,
insert your name here,
as Montague.
A police station in Repton.
Morning, Super.
Morning, Wonderful.
Nasty business up at the tower, sir.
Oh, yes? What's happened?
Montague shot himself.
Dead?
Afraid so, sir. Blood everywhere.
We apologise for an error in this Be a Great Actor in Your Own Living Room section of the record. Owing to an error in the selection of the play, the character of Montague does not appear to speak throughout the production. So, let's go straight on to number two in your scripts. All Quiet on the Western Front. You are Charles, just back from the war, and to help you become a great actor, a buzzer will go when it is your turn to speak.
All Quiet on the Western Front, adapted for radio by Jeff Astle and Jean Genet. Episode 8, Charles returns to Berkeley Manor.
Oh, Charles, Charles, Charles! Oh, Charles. I never thought I'd see you again. Oh, that's wonderful news. But why? Are you... Where? Oh, no. Yes, Charles? Oh, I love you too. But what? Shut off? Completely? Oh, Charles. Charles. Charles.
Will Charles ever play football again? Does Asquith really know what is happening to the chaps in France? And is Belinda such good as everyone says? Don't miss next week's exciting episode.
Last week, London Theatre Goers saw the opening of Neville Shunt's latest West End success, It All Happened on the 11:20 from Hainault to Red Hill, via Horsham and Reigate, calling at Carshalton Beaches, Malmesbury, Tooting Bec and Croydon West. In this, as in his earlier nine plays, Shunt attempts to express the human condition in terms of British Rail. A report now from our own theatre critic, Gavin Millar.
Some people have made the mistake of seeing Shunt's work as a load of rubbish about railway timetables, but clever people like me who talk loudly in restaurants see this as a deliberate ambiguity, a plea for understanding in a mechanised ethos. The points are frozen, the beast is dead. What is the difference? What indeed is the point? The point is frozen, the beast is laid out of Paddington. The point is taken. If La Fontaine's elk would spurn Tom Jones, the engine must be our head, the dining car our esophagus, the guard's van our left lung, the cattle truck our shins, the first class compartment the piece of skin at the nape of the neck, and the level crossing an electric elk called Simon. The clarity is devastating, but where is the ambiguity? Over there, in a box. Shunt is saying the 8:15 from Gillingham, when in reality he means the 8:13 from Gillingham. The train is the same, only the time is altered. Ecce homo, ergo elk. La Fontaine knew its sister, and knew her bloody well. The point is taken, the beast is molting, the fluff gets up your nose. The illusion is complete. It is reality, the reality is illusion, and the ambiguity is the only truth. But is the truth, as Hitchcock observes, in the box? No, there isn't room. The ambiguity has put on weight. The point is taken, the elk is dead, the beast stops at Swindon, Chabrol stops at nothing. I'm having treatment, and La Fontaine can get knotted.